to both of you and to everybody else out there. So today, in just a little bit, Pastor Jim is going to read a scripture. It's got a lot of words and a lot of information, and so I picked a part of it, like two verses. And here's what it says. It's from the book of Mark. Basically, it says, what good is it for someone like you guys or somebody out there or me to gain the whole world, to have everything, but to forfeit their soul? Okay, so that's kind of deep. But you girls are smart. So my first question is, do you know what your soul is? Talk to me. Oh, wow. She said your personality and what makes you. Absolutely. You know, it's kind of complicated, but to me, in addition to who you are, it's like this invisible part inside of your body. It can be a happy and loving place that you can't see, but you can feel your personality, or it can be yucky and lonely. So your soul has a lot to do with how you feel, your personality, how you act. And today's scripture basically says, if you got everything, what good is that if you feel yucky, right? So now on to the fun stuff. I brought a very important part of my world. Ruthie says it's a stick, but I'm here to tell you this is a magic wand. I have it upside down. Hold on. All right, so I actually have three examples, three possible things I might do this morning. And there's two of you. I'm going to pick Miss Patsy because she's right there and she's so awesome. Just stay there, but I'm going to use your name. So before I use my magic wand, not a stick, I need to tell you about the fine print. And fine print basically means whatever I do with this magic wand, it's done. It's a done deal. You can't sue me. I can't take it back. All right? So it's serious business. So Ruthie, I'm going to give you all the money in the world. You're going to be the richest kid ever. And for you, you're already beautiful. But I'm going to make you not just the prettiest girl of this congregation, but the most beautiful person ever. She says, no, thanks. Well, hold on. Before you decide, no. Patsy, this is long overdue, folks. I'm going to make Patsy queen of the world with my magic wand. All right, so I've got one person who says she's not sure about being the most beautiful. We'll let her think about it for just a second. Fine print time. So once I do this with my magic wand, there's a few things that are going to happen. So Ruthie, I told you I was going to give you what? All the money in the world? Well, I'm glad because, you know, if I do that, some people are going to be hungry. Like, literally no food if I do that. Yeah, and if I give you all the beauty that you already have, but even more, the bad news is all the puppies in Scotland County are going to be shaved hairless and they're going to be cold all winter. And then Patsy, if I make her queen of the world, that means she can't come back to Trinity because she's got to move way across the other side of the ocean and we won't be able to see her, so that's no good either, right? So you guys don't want this. I'm feeling you don't. All right, hold on. Done. Magic wand is destroyed. It's not a stick. Okay. This is what happens when you have very smart friends up here. But anyway, so here's the deal. Money and beauty and power sound great. And you girls are so smart already, you know that it's not the best thing. But the thing about it is it worth it? I personally was thinking about if I could be beautiful and rich and powerful, but feel terrible, I'd rather live in a tent in my backyard with one of my cats and be in charge of us than any of that other stuff. To have people that are in need, to have people that are lonely, to have people that feel bad, or even puppies. All right, so you girls have won the fine print challenge. You know that this is all no good. So don't take what seems like the best, even if it's right in front of you, and feel yucky in your soul. And that's what Mark's story is about today. All right, God wants us to do this. He wants us to avoid these magic sticks, these magic wands. He wants us to, yeah, I said stick. He wants us to be happy with how beautiful we are, with how much we already have, and with life as it is. Always working harder for him, but not for ourselves. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for these amazingly intelligent young people. Let them be a light and a lesson for all of us that you provide everything we need. We just have to be open and ready to accept it in love and gratefulness. Amen.